spuds.
Okay. Now, something that when you chop this up, it might make you cry.
Onions.
Okay. And what do you call the ones that are little bitty around and have a long green stalk?
Carrots.
Well, these are, it's a kind.
Oh, you're talking about okra?
No, this is it's a kind of onion.
Oh, that's
the little ones.
Shallots, green onions.
Yeah, okay. And this is a vegetable that you coat, you slice it up and it gets old slimy stuff
that's,
all over your hands.
That's okra.
Okay. And if you leave fruits or vegetables, if you pick them and just leave them lying without refrigerating them or doing anything with them, they're going to get all dehydrated and they're going to
dry up.
And another word for dry up is
spoil.
Yeah, or if they get all wrinkledy and
shrivel up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Somebody's raising those things you make coleslaw out of. What do you make coleslaw out of?
Cabbage.
Okay. And if he's got a whole row of them and you're admiring them and you say those
cabbages.
Are very big or what? How would you say? How would you comment about?
Uniform in size and
okay.
Colorful.
Okay, so your whole sentence then would be those
cabbages are uniform in size or.
Okay. How do you get the outside off of beans?
By shelling or thrashing.
Okay. And what are the big beans that are kind of flat?
Butter beans.
Yeah. And the long green ones that you eat the outside of?
Oh, snap beans.
Okay. Any other thing you might have called those?
Green beans.
Okay. How did you cook those?
With meat and water and salt.
Okay. If you have a root vegetable and it has a part that grows above the ground that you also eat, what do you call
turnip it? Greens.
Greens, okay. And what do you call what you make salads out of? The green stuff you make salads out of.
Are you talking about lettuce?
Uh-huh. And what do you call the thing, the shape of lettuce?
The head, heads of lettuce.
Okay. And when you're talking about cattle or any other kind of livestock, and you're going to tell them how many you have, you might... If you have 20 cows, you might, another way of saying I have 20 cows would be I have 20
heads of cows.
Okay. And how about this word here? Do you ever use this to refer to any group? Alright, well, how would you say that word?
Passel.
Passel, okay. Have you ever heard the expression a passel of
I've heard that. Let me see, there's something I'm doing here. It's called, now okay. I think it'll be all right.
All right. The outside of an ear of corn?
Is the shucks.
Okay. What do you call the kind of corn that you raise to eat on the cob?
Roasted corn.
Roasting corn, okay.
Or some call it little yellow garden corn, sweet corn.
Okay. Did you ever hear the expression mutton corn?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What do you call the part that grows out the top of the...
That's a corn tassel.
Tassel. And what is that, what do you know when that appears?
Well, the tassel and the silk of the hair usually come about the same time. In fact, the tassel is what produces the corn. It fertilizes the silk of the hair of the corn. It produces the grain on the cob.
Okay. What's that large orange fruit that grows in the field and you make jack-o'-lanterns out of it?
That's a pumpkin.
Okay. And a small yellow crookneck vegetable that grows on the
squash.
Okay.